Yeah, they're looking back at you guys pretty hard.
Friday night in the suburbs of Washington, D.C., and the alcohol unit of the Montgomery County Police Department is running an undercover operation looking for underage drinkers.
Gary, all this beer go in the trunk?
Yep, all of it did. I'm telling you, it's a good stop.
The legal drinking age in the U.S. is 21. Officer Bill Morrison says that has not deterred many young people from drinking. He says two-thirds of the 12 to 15 drinking and driving fatalities in Montgomery County every year involve underage drinking.
So they feel invincible, they go out there and they begin drinking. They get those, what I call beer muscles, think that they can do things that they normally wouldn't do and can't do, and off they go. And unfortunately, too many of them get behind the wheel and attempt to drive down the road.
An undercover officer scouting on the roof of this beer and wine store observed three young men in this car carrying a large quantity of beer out of the store.
So what we have is the passenger's 21. The two other gentlemen are both underage. They all went in together, and they all helped carry out the beer. And the 21-year-old actually admitted to the fact that they were all going to head it back to his house to drink. So as a result, all three of them then will get citations.
And you both carried out alcohol? You're in possession of alcohol.
Two of the men are 20 years old and were charged with possession of alcohol, a $500 fine. The 21-year-old passenger, who police say bought the beer, is charged with furnishing alcohol to someone under 21, a $1,000 fine. The legal age of majority in the U.S. is 18. Setting the drinking age at 21 has its share of critics. Some argue that setting the age at 21 has created an underground drinking culture that fosters alcohol abuse. They argue teaching young people to use alcohol responsibly out in the open would be a better approach. Meg Baker, program director for a Montgomery County-funded program called Drawing the Line on Under 21 Alcohol Use, disagrees.
Listening to treatment folks, by the time they are caught, oftentimes have been drinking 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 years prior to that. And we know that the youngsters who drink prior to age 15 are more likely to have alcohol issues as an adult than had they just waited until they were a little bit older.
Officer Morrison agrees. He regularly sees the many problems alcohol creates.
We're talking about vandalism. We're talking about rape. We're talking about destruction of property. We're talking about theft. We're talking about family fights. Now, when we throw in the amount of teenagers that are involved in this, that's about two-thirds of all our problems on Friday and Saturday night.
Take a deep breath and blow. Blow. Okay, fine.
I'll blow it again.
No, I'll take you to jail. I think that's a better idea.
I'll blow it again. I'm trying my best.
You are not. You're playing games with me.
There are about 17,000 drunk driving fatalities a year in the U.S., a figure that has risen slightly in the past couple of years. Montgomery County has one of the first police forces in the country to deploy a full-time alcohol enforcement unit. Its officers have trained other officers in different states around the country in the hope that one day that number will decline. Jeff Swicord, VOA News.